foam on a beach of skin. A cold, breezy morning, one man stood at the edge of the beach. His breath billowed out around his head, and an occasional spasmodic shiver coursed through his body. He stood watching the sky and the water, as motionless as a Georgia summer breeze. An ornate arrangement of shells lay scattered and half buried in the sand. He began picking them up and washing them in the ocean water. He threw most back into the water. Some he put into a hemp fiber sack. A low, dull chant emerges from his cracked lips as waves crash at his ankles. He walks 10 paces, approximately, back onto the beach. With each slow step, the chant became louder. From my sheltered vantage point, it seems as if he's doing some sort of a tribal dance of some sort. A orgasmic scream leaps from his throat as he violently flings the shells from his sack. The shells were oozing some sort of sperm-like substance. The man began drinking the fluids and convulsing, stripping himself naked. There, before my startled eyes, multiple sets of genitals formed all around his body. An erect penis sprouted from his forehead, spewed cum, and immediately turned black and rotted away. Vaginas opened in his nipples. He finger-banged them. At this point, I went blind due to excessive caffeine abuse, and I passed out. When I woke up, I could see just a little. The man was sleeping. Bulges of dozens of pregnancies all over his body. I tried to sit up, but my body was racked with nausea and pain. Birds of all manners were hovering over me. The hissing, pulsing, buzzing effect of their fluttering wings droned in my tears. The sky darkened, and slowly, very slowly, ever so slowly, I slept.